Thunder Bay. Two members of a Superior International Junior Hockey League team have lost their playing privileges because they aren't vaccinated against COVID-19. Ontario regulations that took effect Wednesday bar people from using indoor recreation facilities unless they are fully vaccinated. SIJHL Commissioner Darren Nicholas said players will be asked for proof of vaccination at every event, whether it's practice or a game. Entering an arena, you've got to show proof now. It's the legislation and we'll be complying. He said the hockey club's ownership informed him last week about the two players, both from the same Northwestern Ontario-based team, who refused to get vaccinated. They were cut as a result. Whether they're choosing to play out of province or somewhere else that doesn't require vaccination, I'm not entirely sure, Nicholas said. He said he's unaware of any similar cases in the league. Nicholas noted that this summer, well before the new Ontario regulation was announced, the league advised its 7-member teams to ask all their players to be vaccinated regardless, since crossing the international border requires proof of vaccination. If they chose to sign someone who was not vaccinated or not willing to prove they were vaccinated, that should be done with the knowledge they would not be available for the games requiring international travel. He said the league's two American-based teams, in particular, have been challenged to recruit players as a result of being unable to adhere to what he described as the league's unique, built-in vaccination mandate. The SIJHL also felt it was best to rely on provincial health guidelines, Nicholas said, rather than adopt its own vaccination policy, which would be difficult to administer for a variety of reasons. He recalled the numerous questions that came up as the league pondered its position. How do we police this? What do we accept for proof of vaccination? How do we know it's valid? Who's the person responsible for gatekeeping who can come into a building or not? What are the legal ramifications? Nicholas said the league was also unsure about the legal ramifications of enforcing its own vaccination policy, so it put its trust, since day one, in the public health officials. We haven't asked for exemptions. The league faces an even larger looming problem related to cross-border travel. The U.S. government's decision to extend the closure of its land border with Canada until at least October 21 means the Fort Frances Lakers can't travel to Thief River Falls, Minnesota for 3 games next month. Nicholas said a decision will be made in the next few days whether to transfer those games to Fort Frances. He said if the U.S. maintains the border closure for a longer period, it will become increasingly difficult to adjust the schedule. We're a little concerned about loading up on the American team's away games early, because we can't really reciprocate in the back half of the season and give them, say, 22 home games in a row to end the year.